This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. There's another song from Linkin Park. We got the terrible news yesterday that Chester Bennington of the band was found yesterday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning or so. He had committed suicide. This portion of the program is brought to you by Volvo. I forget what we said. Oh, Disney.
Oh, that's right, everyone.
Let Human speak,
sorry,
Sarah.
I'm sorry.
Don't forget, okay. Everyone, our co-worker and the name on the marquee, Vinny, will be broadcasting live from Disneyland on Monday. Why, you ask?
Because they're stealing it away from Jane.
No, that's not why. Oh. Because it's a summer of heroes. It's arrived at the Disneyland Resort. Heroes assemble. It's time to hero up and save the universe.
She's not wrong, though. We have a motive. We're trying to steal Alani from Jane. There is an actual motive for this.
And if you go to the Outside 73 Instagram, you can see the morning show, Hero Up.
Yeah, we heroed up.
With hashtags Hero Up and Summer of Heroes.
Which are trending. Are we trending?
We are. We're number 2 in the world with Hero Up and number 3 in the world with Summer of Heroes.
Oh, let's change things. Come on, people.
Let's get to number 1.
Let's get to number 1.
This is
number
a Guardians one. Thing? Guardians?
It's for the Guardians.
Okay.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be playing
ride,
Moana and Let It Go.
It's okay. No, it's any Disney.
Well, no, but it's the ride. They want to promote the ride. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on the ride. I'm going to tell her. Listen to this. Okay. I'm going to tell them before I get on the ride. I'm like, do you guys want an incident?
Oh,
Brandy. Oh.
You want something to happen here? Like, don't buckle my belt. Let's see if we can make something happen.
Vinny. Oh,
well, I don't know what they want.
They don't
Maybe
want
they
anyone
want
to get hurt, believe me. That's not a good idea. Buckle your belt.
All right.
Listen, your best bet is put that little girl out in front of you and
let her do
all the stealing.
All right, I'll let her do the work. No
you know
problem.
What else we're trending on?
Wait, are you playing Brandy?
Yes.
Yeah,
what's she got to do with anything?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, right.
We're trending on the hashtag pick. You know how hard it is to trend on that hashtag?
PIC?
Yeah, PIC.
Oh.
It's a tough one.
Nice, Suman. It's incredible.
How do you know if we're trending on something? I don't understand.
I click on the hashtag and see if we're in the top 9.
You can search the hashtag as well.
Yeah, it's pretty advanced, Sarah. Oh,
yeah, it is, because I have no idea what that... I mean, I hear about these hashtags, and I always think, wow, I wish I knew what those were. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited-time
offer. I'm going to staple mouse ears to my headphones. Huh?
That's a great idea, Vinny.
I'll just staple them to my head.
Yeah! Now we're talking. That's called commitment.
Yep. Do
so
it.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
But offering to create an incident before I get on the ride is a bad
idea. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any idiot can staple ears to his head. You know, they don't want anyone getting hurt on their ride.
All right.
All right.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose.
And Dublin.
And Dublin. I'd like to start by mentioning that our friend Greg Proops, who was in here yesterday and did a great job and performed his podcast at the Punchline last night, is continuing to perform through the weekend. You can go to his website, gregproops.com.
Tonight and Saturday.
Right. Oh, not Sunday?
Sunday.
All right. Gregproops.com has more info on that. He's great, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the best.
Around.
Nothing's going to ever take him down.
These shark stories are scary. They're making the news daily now as we have a shark attack off the coast of Santa Barbara. The man's okay, but we had a very similar incident right here in Santa Cruz, right off the coast of a spot I've surfed a million times. The guy was a mile out. These kayakers, they're kind of boats, right?
Sure.
Anyway.
Boat-esque.
They go a lot farther out. Some guys even fish off a kayak.
Oh. What do you do with the fish you catch?
Tie them to your boat or put
them... That seems like a shark attractant.
Put them down there in your, crotch.
Or by your feet or whatever.
I don't know. I don't know what these... But anyway, a Santa Barbara man was attacked by a huge great white shark just yesterday when his kayak was punctured by the predator.
Oh, man.
So a lot of times what these sharks are doing, they just swim up and bite into something.
I taste it.
Are you meat? No? All right, I'm on my way. Meanwhile, the guy has had a heart attack.
Right.
Well, and this, he didn't have a heart attack, actually, but...
I know what you're
saying.
So
the thing bit his boat, knocked him out into the water,
Lord.
Which is the last place. I mean, if you could ever fly, there's the moment where you would figure it out, right? He's now in the water with the shark. The shark is latched down on his kayak. Shark realizes it's not meat and swims away.
Mm.
This guy is fortunate enough to climb. Brett Jackson, shaken up but not injured. He said the shark did appear only a foot from his face as it latched on to his kayak. The great white grabbed his side, did puncture it. So he had to paddle in while he was sinking.
If there was ever a time when you needed to fly.
There it is, right?
That is so funny. Yeah.
I mean, if you could mind...
If you could will it into happening...
That's what I...
You would do it.
You would do it.
If I could push feathers out of my pores
you know,
in this moment.
Right. How people say, I cured myself by...
Mind power.
Well, this would be the moment where you would fly.
Right. Speaking of sharks, on Sunday night, remember we were talking about the Michael Phelps versus the shark? That's airing. Sunday
oh, this
night.
Is
shark,
coming
shark
up.
Shark Week is happening. So Discovery, Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps races a great white shark in open water. And what I've heard about it, I mean, obviously he can't possibly win. Like, they can swim much faster.
Well, you know, maybe this is their new idea of promotion. Are they chumming the waters off the coast of Lindemar, of Pacifica here? Because we have shark...
Right.
Sightings as like in waist deep water
right.
in Pacifica,
yes.
in Santa Cruz. One of our listeners texted in pictures and wrote a story, and I didn't get to it because, you know, we never do get to anything here. But she had texted in that her kids were playing in waist deep water when she saw a fin.
Wow.
She ran in, got the kids out of
right,
the water,
right.
and even snapped a picture because the shark was still there. And there it was. It was a shark in waist deep water. Right off our coast. Maybe this is all because of Shark Week and Discovery has been chumming
They're
the waters.
Sure.
Maybe
or
even
scuba divers with fins on their head. I
maybe.
Don't know. Let's hope. That seems more comforting.
It would be nice to think this is going to go away soon, but it doesn't seem to be.
Well, it is their land. It is their property.
Sharks are in the water. Right.
Where they
A lot
live.
Of people call them the landlord. That's funny that you just said
oh,
that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Funny, the landlord.
The landlord's.
Coming Someone to get, collect their rent. I'll take that in blood.
Oh, Jaws. Jaws. Ugh. Anyway, I'll move on. U.S. officials say the Trump administration is going to ban American citizens from traveling to North Korea following the death of university student Otto Warmbier, who was arrested there in North Korea for apparently taking a poster, some propaganda that he thought would be a nice souvenir, and they arrested him.
That was the end of him.
And sentenced him, and then he did not return home. Well, he returned home in a coma.
Right.
And then died. That's the story. So they say it's not clear how many Americans this will affect, but they're going to restrict travel to North Korea for Americans. I guess that's... I'm sure Americans will still be able to get in. But maybe this is the administration's way of saying, we're trying to tell you not to.
Yeah, don't do it. You just don't know what's going to set them. Taking a poster and the kid gave his life for it?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Barring any last-minute snafus, O.J. Simpson's going to walk out of prison a free man by Thanksgiving, it looks like.
Wonderful.
And a powerful overnight earthquake shook holiday resorts in Greece and Turkey, injuring 500 people and leaving two tourists dead. So that was a biggie.
Mm.
A new poll finds that beer is still the king.
Oh. And the king of beers?
Oh, I don't have that. But a new Gallup poll found the majority of Americans drink alcohol and their go-to drink is beer.
Yeah, you know, beer is easy because then you can sip that while you decide what you're really going to drink.
What? seems to me like beer has become art, too.
True.
I mean, with all the... It's like all that connoisseur food that you're into.
You want to know what the number one beer in the world is?
The sure. number one beer in the
That's
world?
It's Guinness.
No, it's a Chinese beer. Oh. Nobody ever drinks.
Tsingtao?
Tsingtao is two.
Yingling.
Do you want to try? Do you know Chinese beer?
No, not
Rin?
Too much.
It's called Snow.
Snow.
I haven't heard of that one.
That's the number one? Just because they're so huge. That's such a huge country and they right. all want to get wasted.
Number three is Bud Light.
Oh.
Four is Budweiser. Five is Skol, S-K-O-L.
Oh.
Where's that from? India?
It's
Denmark.
It says combination of British, Canadian, Swedish, and Belgian breweries.
Oh.
Snow looks pretty.
Does well, let's it? See snow.
Oh, that
looks very pretty. It looks like Bud Ice.
Seven is Heineken. Have you ever heard of Harbin?
No.
It's eight. China's oldest brewery.
Oh, China again. All right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact.
Bill Lear. Bill Lear.
Okay.
The guy who invented Lear jets also invented the 8-track player.
Oh.
He also had a daughter named Shanda.
Shanda Lear. That's hilarious. He was the king of comedy, too. Do you have a son named Banda?
Doesn't say.
Are there any other Lear words? We're all thinking.
Hold on, I'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, can you let Google answer that? Because Everk? I really don't have one for you.
I named my kid Everk Lear.
Everk
Lear.
Yeah, oh, that's cute.
Can't think of any
other. Edited.
What?
No, that's not going to work.
Edited Lear?
Pink Floyd's album, The Dark Side of the Moon, was on the Billboard's top 200 album charts for 930 weeks, but only spent 1 week at number one.
Nuke.
Lear.
That's a good
Nuke
one.
Lear. Okay, that's
a really good one. Really good.
Pistol and missile.
Missileer?
Pistolier.
Missileer.
A can of Coke is 90% water. A can of Diet Coke is 99% water.
Oh.
There's a fast fact for you.
Say that again.
What?
Nothing.
Never mind. You guys are still looking up Lear.
I know.
Things.
It's hard to
You
want to
hear, well, I mean, it starts out bad, then it's good. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Okay. Back in February of 2016, a 2-year-old girl named Eden Carlson fell in her family's pool in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and she was underwater for 15 minutes before being rescued.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
She obviously suffered significant brain damage, and it looked like it would be completely irreparable. A doctor named Paul Harsh from LSU had an experimental treatment that he thought might give her a chance to recover. It involved putting her in a sealed hyperbaric chamber and giving her high-pressure doses of oxygen that might stimulate her brain and start repairing itself.
And they did this immediately after
apparently
this happened.
It worked.
Oh, my God. Really?
Within a few months, she regained her ability to walk and speak, and she's doing both better than before the accident, as she was only two.
Oh, my God.
That's now, more
amazing.
Than a year out, he says her brain damage has officially been reversed.
Wow.
Is this... Oh,
how
my God.
Fast do you cement that pool after your kid has been found at the bottom of
oh,
it?
Oh, my God.
Right?
How fast you go around and cement the neighbor's pools, too. Like, any pool you see, you back up a truck. Oh.
I mean, immediately you're thinking, how did we not know to fence that thing off or give that kid swim lessons or both or...
Or whatever.
I mean, you're blaming yourself, right?
Of course you are. My God. I mean, look, you know, tragic, tragic accidents do happen. But if you didn't do every single thing you could to prevent them, it doesn't matter. You will blame yourself.
You'll never
for the
get
rest
over
of
it.
How could you? How could you? I had a friend who was 30
oh,
years
no.
old and his
go.
2-year-old drowned. And he just, and you know, so that was 20 years ago. And I remember talking to him afterward, and he was just like, I'm 30 years old. How am I gonna go on with my life?
Mm. What'd he do?
He went on with his life.
Did he have any more kids?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't talk to him a lot after that. My parents don't know his family. But it's, you know, it's absolutely horrible. I mean, there's no, you can't even put into words how horrible and tragic it is, and how, you know, that's now what, how, what, that's what defines your life.
Well, they say this treatment, it's not the first time it's been attempted or that it's worked, they say.
Is that so?
But there's no guarantee this is the answer to brain damage, but still incredible. A 2-year-old girl that had been underwater for 15 minutes before being rescued is okay today because of this treatment.
Incredible. Vinny, you remember a couple years ago, like the NFL started ice packing guys that had had, you know, there were certain injuries where they were just like ice packing.
I thought it was spine injuries.
Right. And so that's, they say, it helps because it keeps it from swelling. And so we're figuring out all these things that if you can get right on it, you can prevent, you know, much, much worse outcomes. But this is a total reversal.
It's radical.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being that family and just you got your kid back?
Well, all of a sudden, that's the difference between not having your kid and, oh, my God, we're going to watch our kid graduate, get married,
right,
and have kids and live a life. Eat sandwiches.
Right.
Whatever your high point is.
And the low points, too. You'll get them all.
Yeah. I wasn't going to mention those, though. I mean,
yeah, but you know, that's life.
That sucks. That's the worst.
Can't be worse than
diarrhea. Great.
I'm so glad you're alive to have this. Just, you know, count your blessings.
What are you looking at?
If you're breathing, you're wealthy.
You ever had a kid with diarrhea? It's awful.
Sucks. No.
Kid barfs right on your bean bag. You're like, great, the bean bag's ruined now. Super.
Throw it out.
I mean, great that they're alive to be able... I should stop talking about this. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Right, we should have stopped.
There was a point like 5 minutes earlier when we could have exited safely.
Shouldn't we be calling them Five Directions?
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. I think there's only four of them.
Oh, is there?
I don't know.
What? Well, then Four Directions.
No, there's another guy.
Who's the fifth guy?
Well, Zane jumped out first, and then there have been four other guys going, right?
I'm still looking up words with three. Lear, though.
Oh, for crap's sake. You want to get him up.
This Liam guy. Payne.
Liam
Payne.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about
that guy. I did forget about him.
Bando.
She said that.
Yeah, I said that.
That's
that.
You did?
Oh,
said, yeah, that's
come on.
One just came in. It's Cava.
Oh, Cava.
Lear.
That's a nice one. That's a good one.
Thing is, I mean, he really made a joke of his daughter's name. Should he do that to the rest of the kids he has?
Yes.
You don't think he learned his lesson when
his
daughter was crying, Daddy, they won't stop making fun of me.
It's fine. We're the Lears. I'm going to go ahead and get you a private tutor and pay her not to make fun of you. Shanda, that's hilarious.
You actually have to pay the private tutor not to make fun?
Yeah. It's a bonus.
When jokes come into your head about my daughter's name.
You just lock them away up there.
Don't do it.
Every day you tell me if it happened and I'll give you a bonus.
Hey, Vinny, I just saw the trailer for Mr. Mercedes series coming in August.
What's it going to be on? Is it on Hulu? Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. That's all I have.
Oh my
408
God.
Wrote that in.
Ooh.
I'll read the rest of the text after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.